Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour, and our continuing series on individual entrepreneurs who have decided to launch in the midst of a pandemic. And now we're going to speak to a restaurateur. I mean, look, we all know that restaurants have a failure rate that's higher than most other businesses. But then you throw in a little pandemic and the guy says, well, why not? Let's just throw this up on the wall and see what happens. Our guest is Alec Davis. He's part of several individuals behind Doco Pizza Company. And we're going to be talking about his launch and the folks that are involved in this. Alec, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've taken some time to join us today. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
All right. So, are you crazy? What are you doing here anyway?
I was going to say, I think once you decide you're going to get into the restaurant business, and no matter the economic situation, you've already decided you're a little crazy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Why not start from there? And then, yeah, why not try and do it in the midst of some of the greatest uncertainty we've seen in a long time?
Makes perfect sense, right? All right. So let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of this. You guys were in a, because I know this from our off-mic conversation, you were in a franchise agreement with another pizza company. Things weren't going so well. I kind of have some background in that. I used to run a Blimpy franchise, if you can believe that. But anyway, and so you decided to go, hey, let's do something different. Tell us about that.
Sure. So like a lot of franchise operations, there's good ones and bad ones. And I would just say it was a small group. There were only 5 stores total. And it just wasn't delivering the way we had wanted. All the other stores were down in Kansas City and Lawrence, Kansas area. So we were out of market and just the brand, it wasn't really carrying a whole lot of weight from a group perspective. And we thought, you know, we're kind of just doing most of this on our own anyway. So why not be our own independent shop? And so that was the genesis of some of that. And we brought in a guy who was really good at helping us think about, you know, creating our own brand. We talked about what do we like to do? What do we think sets us apart? Which what a lot of it, we do New York style pizza. And a lot of that really where we think the differentiator is the crust and the dough that we use. And we were talking about that. And that was really kind of how we came up with the name, was just say, like, that's our, what we think is our secret sauce, if you want to call it that, is in our dough. And so that was the genesis of creating the brand. Sure. And then all the, everything that goes with it came out of kind of iterations and sessions while we were doing this all like kind of as COVID was all starting to just lock down and nobody knew what was going to happen. But we thought we're just going to stay the course and we'll stick with it. And it might be an uncertain couple of months, but we know this is long term the right decision to make.
Alec Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the folks that are involved in Doco. It's a pizza restaurant. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Alec, your brother is also involved in this. Is that right?
Yeah, and he's the operational. He's got over 10 years experience working in and running restaurants, including pizza shops. I did not have a background in the service industry at all, really. I kind of came in more as just the willing partner, investor, and business background. And he's taught me how to make a pie, so I can still hold my own in the kitchen when needed. But he's really the true operational genius behind it.
Yeah, and then you've got a guy by the name of Sam Hoyle, who has been on the newscast before. With a couple of startups that he's been involved with as well. Alec, all right, so New York style pizza, for those of us who are uninitiated, what does that mean?
So there's a couple of signature parts of it. One that we do part of is kind of like big pie, so big pizzas, big slices. Obviously, a lot of people think of that New York grab and go slice. It's a handmade or a mixed in-house dough that we make every day. We do like a slower fermentation with it. So it rises in the cooler for 24 to 72 hours, wow, depending on when we use it. It's got a real nice glutinous chewiness to it and then a crispiness on the end. The sauce is a no cook red sauce. So we just mix it up, throw it on the pizza. And then lastly, it's known for not being too heavy on the cheese. It's really a very balanced style of pizza, so that it's not the gooey stuff that just loaded with cheese that you'll find some places. It's really trying to strike that balance. Traditionally, you know, we think of cheese and pepperoni and some of the simple toppings, but we go all the way up to some of our specialty creative solutions that are just almost anything you can think of, really.
Sardines? You got sardines? Anchovies?
We do carry anchovies. Yep. I'll be honest, we don't sell a lot of them, but we carry them. And luckily they preserve well, so you can keep them around.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that, you know. I love pizza, but I'm not sure I could do the sardine thing. Alec Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's part of a group that has put together a new restaurant. It's called Dough Company, Dough Co. For short. And we will, of course, have links to all of this up on our radio blog. So your first store is, if I understand it correctly, in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's based in the Drake University area. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're just a block away from Drake. We're at 24th and University on the west side of Des Moines, in an area that's historically been known as Dogtown, and it's right. Kind of gone through a lot of variations of how well people know that. But yeah, it's kind of a little university village that supports Drake University here in Des Moines.
Well, you're in a great location. I mean, if you're looking for folks that want to chow down on pizza, you've got a built-in constituency right around the corner.
Exactly, and we saw the spot. There wasn't really a pizza place here when we opened up, and so that was like kind of the idea was like, how does the university neighborhood not have a pizza joint? And that was the genesis of it all.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. Where there is opportunity, there is opportunity. What about, okay, so right now during COVID-19, you know, a lot of people are doing contactless things. They've had to scale down the restaurant numbers. Are you doing dining in as well as carry out or delivery?
Yeah, we do have dine in, carry out, and we do our own delivery for like about a 3-mile radius. We cover most of the Des Moines, like northwest side of Des Moines and downtown, which we did all of that prior to COVID as well. For us, the shifts have really been we obviously have seen our dine-in numbers go down quite a bit. It used to be, I would have guessed, 50-70% of our business. Now it's 10 at the most. And our carry out, our takeout has been much higher. We have like an online ordering platform through our point of sale system that has been really nice, and actually they built in the feature to allow for curbside pickup so that people don't have to enter in to the store if they don't want. We can, it will just, you give us a call when you show up and we'll bring it out to you. So those are all some kind of rapid changes we made. But luckily we had the infrastructure already in place. It was just kind of adjusting our patterns and our tendencies and everything. But yeah, we do dine in. We have a patio, which has been great, you know, when it's not 30 degrees out. So doing everything we can to be safe for those of us, those that want to join us in store, and then providing all our options for carry out and delivery if you want to enjoy it in the comfort and safety of your own home.
Alec Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to you. You're the business guy on this, and so I want to talk a little bit about, in generalities, you don't have to sell the farm here to us, but I've always wondered, what kind of profit margin can you work at a pizza place?
You know, it really can vary by the individual operators and the model. You know, across the restaurant industry, if you can hit 8-10% margin, that's usually considered pretty successful. Above that, you're a star operator. So it's not huge, and it can really vary, you know, based on your flow, your, you know, how much your labor's running yet. A big thing in pizza, I don't know if you'd follow it, was there's a huge spike in cheese prices over the summer.
Yes.
Domino's was talking about on their recent call, and I was like, well, good, they felt it too, because we definitely felt it. And, you know, cheese is our most expensive item, and the cost to us almost doubled over the course of the summer for a little bit. So, you know, just things in it, it's a commodity price where you can't really do anything to negotiate on it unless you're a super big player. So it varies, but, you know, you hope to eventually hit in that high single digits. I think for a lot of restaurants is really where you're aiming to be.
Alex, relative to the cheese shortage or the cheese spike in prices, Is that due to delivery issues? Was it due to consumption, supply and demand? What do you think?
It's a good question. I'll be honest, I didn't research it entirely. I think some of it was just, like we saw in a lot of the supply chain in the food industry, was a shift in consumer patterns. Yeah. So just the packaging, the types of cheeses. Pizza has actually been one of the few segments that's done better during COVID because of it lends itself so well to takeout and delivery. Most of the big delivery chains have actually seen increases in their sales. Yeah. So I think it was just that shock to the supply chain. It's worked itself out a little bit now, which is better. But you know, it did. There was a couple of weeks where we were looking at what we were paying, just going, "Oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, what, all the cows die or something? What's going on here?"
Exactly.
We just had a story the other day. You know, grocery stores have seen a monumentous increase in business due to COVID-19. And most restaurants have seen a downturn, but those that are creative and can do some things, contactless payment, etc. If you have an outdoor patio and if you have heaters and those kinds of things, you can kind of extend that time period. But it was also, and you're absolutely right, the pizza business has just skyrocketed across the United States. So, you know, maybe it's not such a goofy idea to open up a pizza company in the middle of a pandemic.
Yep, as long as you're willing to adapt to the new situation, and we've seen a lot of other places locally that don't do pizza be real creative. So yep. It's an era where you just have to think a little bit differently, and if you do so, you're hopefully at least going to survive until we're a little bit back towards normal.
Now, you had an experience as a franchisee. Would there be a plan to franchise Doco?
I don't think we would explore the franchise model, but we would like to expand. So our kind of near-term strategic plan is to hopefully grow this into a metro-wide area. So we'd like to have a couple more in central Iowa that we can manage locally and keep oversight on. But there's not... to our earlier conversation about the style of pizza, there's not a lot of people doing New York style pizza around here. So we hear there's a plenty of demand and it's spread out. So we'd love to have a couple more of these and be able to serve our stuff, great stuff all over across the central Iowa.
Yeah. And then you get more rent, more employees. I get it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds like great fun. Alec Davis has been our guest. He is one of the co-originators of Doco Pizza. They're located in the Drake neighborhood. Of course, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog. Final question for you, Alec. Would you do anything different?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't think so. I think we've been happy with the plan. It's just maybe I'd probably give myself a little more confidence in the beginning, saying, hey, you know, this is going to work out. You'll be fine, and we're all going to be doing well, but we've been happy with it thus far. We've really been happy with the support, and we thank everyone in Des Moines and the Drake area and the Drake University for sticking with us and being out here helping us get going. So we just want to keep doing what we're doing and bringing great, amazing pizza to the people of Des Moines.
You know, that's a great thing to do. Always make sure that you thank your constituency, those customers that have found you and are being loyal. Good stuff. Thank you, Alec, so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Once again, that's the voice of Alec Davis, who, along with his brother Evan and our friend Sam Hoyle, has put together Doco Pizza. And, of course, yes, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition. Making me hungry already. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Alec Davis, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.